Hello again. I hope you enjoyed Chordata Bites, 24 tracks no less, and some great commentary by Dan. But before you listen to the only song on this record, I wanted to give a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I have been working on some songs in the background, but I have evidently not released anything substantial recently. Because basically, I've found it very hard to get into the flow and finish some of the many ideas I've had due to the way my life is set up now. Mm-hmm. I've been really focusing on a few specific music tech-related projects over the past decade or so, not to mention the Harry Potter play and just kind of day-to-day family life as a mum. Mm-hmm. But I am shifting things about and closing in on how to balance my day-to-day better so I can get back to making and finishing songs that I know many of you have been hoping for ages that I would. So, I do have plans. I've got some really nice songs half finished, which a few of you who follow me on my app will know and have heard some of them already. Anyway, that's why this song is nice, because I was working on this commission for Audible, and these sounds that you can hear now were playing in the background. And I made this piece of music out of the sounds that Dan had sent me in the folder that was called Natural History. The kakapo rhythm and melody inspired me to conjure up this big floppy beat. And before I knew it, I was singing along a melody kind of flew out of my brain. You know, rather than try and put a lid on it and get on with what I was supposed to be doing, you have a song for the first time in a really long time. And rather than fight it, because maybe it's not something I would have ordinarily written, I just let it come out. And I sung the first thing that came to mind, not very well. Hold up. You may be done with me, but I'm not all done with you. It sounded horrendous because I was so tired. It was about 3 a.m, but there was something about it. And so I just stuck a bunch of auto-tune on it and I sent it over to the team to see what they thought, because I really liked it. Alexi said, "Oh, quite like the auto-tune effect on that. Are you going to keep that for the real thing?" And I thought, let's not dismiss. Maybe I will. It's one shot at this, all under your head. There I was, making the music for the Climate of Change podcast about the environment and technology, and very much on my mind the state of our planet. And for some, a kind of hopeless despondence that we're all doomed and we're too late and we can't do anything about it anyway, so we might as well just not bother. Consciousness will rise up higher. Oh, this was the original chorus, which I think you'll agree is quite cheesy, so I got rid of that. And I was also chatting with a friend who was having difficulty with life in general and not wanting to really be in the land of the living. And I just felt these two worlds collide. So perhaps the lyrics are sung by the earth or by a friend. Anyway, I hope you like it. It's not like the new direction. The stuff that I am working on is not really like this, but it seemed a shame just to not let it have its day. So anyway, some of the money, about a third of the money from this track, if it makes any money, will go to saving the kakapos in New Zealand. There's a foundation there, so the money will go to them. So that's why it's called Kakapo. Also because the sound of the kakapo started it, even though it's actually nothing to do with the kakapo itself. But I just thought by calling it such a weird name, which kind of a bit sounds like poo, even though in Maori it does mean flightless parrot. Funnily enough, because that's what it is. Not done very well. I think there's just about 200 left of them in the world. So yeah, maybe this song, if people are like, why is it called kakapo? They'll look it up and they'll maybe find this explainer. Or perhaps they'll find a bit more information out about them, and if they want to get involved, or they just want to take a moment to think about all the other creatures that are, you know, vanishing or in trouble, or just because they're cute. Like the koala. And at half speed. I'm being very cute here. Just grunting. And crying. Platypus. On the beat. The gibbon. And the same sound, just tuned down 4 octaves. This gibbon makes a very nice bass sound at the end of the song. But here is how we mostly hear Gibbon when Gibbon is accompanying the kakapo. Oh God, why did I start this? This is taking me absolutely forever to do. Are you actually going to go listen to the track and try and find all these sounds? Well, this is the chimpanzee that you hear in the choruses. And then two of my favourite animals, the panda, which I have always loved since a child. And the other teddy that I had was a seal. And that's a Weddell seal. And together they feature a lot in this song. And listen to it here. This is the most amazing sound. I absolutely love it. In fact, I loved it so much. I gave the Weddell seal a few solo spots. In fact, I can't resist. I'm just going to have to sing along. So this solo leads us into a bunch of other animals that we hear at the end of the song, including some lions calling or growling. Another one of my favourites, this is an elephant rumble. And here, just right at the end, the sound of coral reef clicking. There is also another human playing on this song. She calls herself the Pocket Queen, if you look her up on Instagram. That's how I discovered her amazing drumming skills. So I reached out and asked her if she'd like to play my song, and she said yes. And then she went and recorded really fat sounding drums in her studio and sent it back to me. Fit like a glove. In fact, she gave me such a massive long extra bit, I ended up making the song 2 whole minutes longer because I didn't want to waste a second of it. And actually what you can hear just before the kakapo leads us out with the original sample that inspired the whole track, you hear the Pocket Queen throwing her sticks on the floor at the end of the take. And I thought it'd be nice to keep it in. One last word, just to say a huge thank you to my really great friend Dan O'Neill, who sent me such amazing explanations about why he put the sounds in these folders for this project in the beginning. It was really inspiring, really, really great fun. And thanks again to all the guys at Audible and Story Hunter, and to Kate Blanchett and Danny Kennedy. And I almost forgot the Heap team, the best of the best, the envy of many. Thank you so much to them too. And to Scout, and to Pomzilla the kitten, who is currently sitting on my keyboard. All right, enjoy.